This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Today, two Republican candidates running for state House seats in Southwest Michigan. Coming up, William Baker, who is challenging Democratic Representative John Hoadley in the district that includes the city of Kalamazoo. But first, Dave Morgan has run for state House before, in the 63rd District in 2010. When the district boundaries were redrawn, he made a bid in 2014 in the 62nd District. That includes the cities of Battle Creek, Albion, Springfield, as well as Albion, Bedford, Clarence, Convis, Lee, Penfield, and Sheridan Townships. He is running for that seat again, but while his last two campaigns were as a Democrat, Dave Morgan is the Republican candidate this year in the 62nd State House District. Dave Morgan, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks, Gordon. It's great to be here.
So, give us a little background about yourself.
Well, I'm 54 years old. I have a 12-year-old daughter, Jaden. I'm a United States veteran, served 11 years in the Air Force and Air Force Reserves, was honored to serve on President Bush's security team in 1991-92. From there, I was with the United States Thunderbirds for a couple years at Nellis Air Force Base. Came back to Battle Creek, worked for Amtrak. Been a locomotive engineer for 25 years, was also a manager with Amtrak, a manager of operations, currently the Penfield Charter Township supervisor.
And if you are elected to the State House, what would you like to do in those 2 years?
Oh, I think there's a lot that needs to be done. We certainly need auto insurance reform. We've heard a lot about that throughout the state. We have some of the highest rates, if not the highest rates in the country. So we need to take care of that situation. Certainly lower costs for our taxpayers. Homeowners' taxes, property taxes are extremely high in Michigan. We need to look at that. Seniors struggle. They're living paycheck to paycheck, a lot of them. So it's important we do what we can in Lansing to put them in a position to be successful.
Well, let's start with auto insurance. What would be the specific plan that you could support that would bring down auto insurance rates?
Well, I think we need to take away as many mandates as we can. We shouldn't be required to buy the highest levels of insurance in Michigan. What that does is creates a lot of uninsured drivers because they simply can't afford their insurance. We should have it where the driver is able to select from a menu of choices and be able to pick the level of insurance that they'd like.
So they would have an option of not having lifetime benefits covered for a serious auto accident or serious injury suffered.
Yes.
Do you believe that that option should be maintained, however, that people should have the option?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it should be up to the consumer to pick their level, not the government.
So when someone doesn't pick that option and then they're in an auto accident, they're seriously injured, perhaps they can't work, and they do need lifetime care, how do we pay for that?
Well, that's, you know, everybody makes choices in their life. You have to choose where you want to go. You have to be prepared for your future. You have to, I do, you do in your life, everybody does in many different fashions, not just auto insurance. Government can't take care of every aspect of your life.
You mentioned property taxes. What would you propose to reduce property taxes in Michigan?
Well, property taxes, there's only, I believe, 9 states in the country that even put millages on property taxes. I'd have to look into that to see exactly which states they are. But the one thing about property taxes, it really does devastate a lot of seniors when we add a millage onto their property tax, and they're living paycheck to paycheck, as many hardworking families are here in Michigan. We just need to do what we can to keep property taxes as low as possible. And by doing that at the government level, we need to figure out how the government can work as efficiently as possible.
Most millages, though, come from local governments. I mean, you're running for a state office. I mean, what are you, I guess, going to tell a local government in terms of what they can do or should do in terms of putting a millage before voters?
Well, and at the township, as township supervisor in Penfield, for instance, we do work with the county, with the state on many issues. Roads are one. We have federal funding, state funding. We have funding at the local levels. So we need to work together to figure out how to do it as cheap and as efficient as possible. And that helps every consumer at every level.
Ultimately, though, isn't property taxes and millages in particular an issue of local control? If you know, a local government wants to
propose a millage for something, they have to go to the voters to get it approved. Isn't that, you know, within the rights of that county or that city or that township?
Oh, it is. And what we do in Michigan, though, well, they'll schedule an election for maybe a millage where we get an extremely small amount of turnout, and that they'll vote a millage in that affects everybody. Now, I know everybody has the right to come out and vote. Nobody's stopping them. But we need to, maybe we should have millages set on presidential years when we have a higher turnout, and then the people actually do come out and have more of a voice.
Do you think the state needs to do any more in terms of making the roads better and making improving them to drive on?
Oh, the state?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes back to working together with the local municipalities. You know, the taxpayers, me as a taxpayer, I don't care if my taxes go to a federal entity, a state entity, or a local entity. I want the job done. And it's up to the elected officials at all levels to work together to do that.
Okay, but as a state representative, if you're elected, are there things that you would want to do to improve road quality or make the roads better?
Oh, I think so. The funding levels, again, the fact that we have different pots of money at different levels, basically to do the same thing. If you're coming through Penfield Township, you're going to hit, you know, local roads, county roads, state roads, and federal roads. You can't transfer money from one to the other to make the repairs that are needed or the improvements. Maybe we could work together as elected officials so we can break that barrier so the funding could be used wherever it's needed, not just in that specific area.
Well, some people have suggested it's time to revisit Public Act 51, which is state's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What, you agree with that?
Yeah, then? Act 51 definitely needs to be looked at. One weakness of it is no money comes down to the township level. So townships with a small population really struggle to maintain their roads, because if you do pass a millage, they're going to pay a bigger piece of the pie because there's simply less people to divide it amongst.
Do you think that the state needs to put any additional money in to roads?
Yeah, I think we need to look at the entire budget, find areas where the money's not needed right now, shift that over to the roads, because infrastructure is very important, not only roads, but our water. Our water, that's part of the infrastructure. We need to have long-term funding and a plan for that as well.
Do you have a suggestion as to where the state should go looking for money for roads?
Oh, where we should go looking?
Yeah, where else in the budget is there money right now?
Well, we'd have to get, you know, nothing's going to be solved right now, you know, between us. But you need to be able to work together. And that's part of the problem with government is we have a wall between Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes, you know, if the Republicans have a great idea, Democrats are automatically against it and vice versa. We need to break that barrier down, work together. We can do it, and the roads should be improved.
So you've mentioned the wall between the Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. You are someone that's been on both sides of that
both
wall
sides of the
during
wall.
This decade. One of the things that Republicans are saying in terms of this race is they think that you may be able to hold off a blue wave because you've got pretty strong connections to labor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Michigan is better off as a right-to-work state?
I think, you know, the unions, there's many different thoughts on right to work, and I don't know if that's going to be a huge issue moving forward. I think the Teamsters and many other unions, we do talk regularly. There'll be issues moving forward where the thing about, well, let me go to this, labor can't exist without strong business. Labor's better off now that jobs are coming back to Michigan. Jobs are coming back because of a lower business tax. With that being said, businesses thrive when labor's strong. So really, they're better off together than they are fighting each other. I think both sides, the Michigan Chamber, the Teamsters, and many other unions have seen that, and that's why they've endorsed me. But working together, Michigan's going to be much better off than it is with a wall between labor and business. As far as right to work goes, we have to look at that closely, see what the impact really has been in Michigan and how we can work together between business and labor just to move forward from this point, create more jobs in Michigan, better paying jobs, safer working environments, but also a good business climate as well.
Voters will decide three ballot issues in November. Proposal 1 legalizes marijuana for recreational purposes. Should they approve that?
I'll be voting no. And the reason I'm voting no is just I think we need more time, really, to look at the issue and the impact it's going to have on kids and our communities moving forward. There's a lot of unanswered questions. I think proposals in general tend to come through very fast, and we don't have a lot of time, really, to do research on them, the needed research to find out the current impact or what the impact will be after they're passed.
Proposal 2 would change the process of redistricting in Michigan. Are you for that or against it?
Okay. I'm a definite no, and I think that's one of the worst proposals I've ever seen based on the title, for one, Voters Not Politicians. What it really is it eliminates voters from ever having a say moving forward. So it creates a commission that's going to have a lot of power that's going to be controlled by the Secretary of State, which is partisan. It also eliminates any other parties. For instance, the Libertarian Party is not represented. The Green Party is not represented. That's not right. Unless they're put on the commission by the Secretary of State as one of the independents, the likelihood of that happening is going to be probably zero. They tell you right up front in big letters that politicians, elected officials, politicians can't be on the commission, nor can their family members, except buried down in it. It says after 6 years, that's not the case anymore, that former elected officials can serve on the commission. The other thing's the cost. They're allotting up to $5.5 million a year for this commission that currently doesn't cost us anything. That money's going to come from somewhere. These are paid positions, anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 a year per commissioner for a job that really is going to make redistricting once every 10 years. So there's a lot of negatives to it.
Proposal 3 for voting access. Do you support that?
I like that. I think voters need as much access as they can to be able to vote. I think that's a no-brainer.
All right. The last time you were in this studio in 2014, mm-hmm. you were a Democrat. Now you're running as a Republican. What happened?
Well, it wasn't so much for me. Now, this is everybody has their reasons to be identified as a Democrat or Republican. For me, it was the party left me more so than I left the party. It seemed like we were protesting. We were upset. We were obstructing, resisting. This isn't anything new, what we're seeing now. This has been going on for a long time. And I was actually the party chair over in Calhoun County. And, you know, I went home one day, my daughter, she was about 8 at the time. She's like, why are they always mad? And this was from another party meeting. And I'm listening to her, and I had the same feeling myself. I just decided, you know, that I've always been conservative as a business person, more moderate as a social. I haven't changed anything on my issues, and I'm a lot more comfortable on the Republican side. And there's great people on both sides. There honestly are. And 90% of the issues we agree on.
Now, you say you haven't changed your position on issues. You were endorsed by Right to Life of Michigan this year.
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
Were you endorsed by Planned Parenthood in 2010?
Right. Planned Parenthood did a blanket endorsement of the Democratic slate back in whatever it was, 2014, 2010.
You were the nominee in 2010. You ran in 2014, so they probably didn't make an endorsement in that race because it was three Democrats, and Andy Helmbold ended up being the nominee.
Yeah, there you
go. So 2010 would have been when you got a blanket endorsement.
Okay, there was a blanket endorsement. I refused to accept any money from Planned Parenthood. So if you look at my campaign finances, no, I didn't accept any money. I've always been pro-life. I've been that way my whole life. And I think the father needs to have a say. In any kind of decision on an abortion. And that's not the case now.
When Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly lost the Republican nomination for governor in August, mm-hmm. he told his supporters they had to accept the fact that the Republican Party is President Trump's Republican Party. Do you agree with him?
No, I think it's the people's party. It's whoever identifies as a Republican at the time, or Democrat. I don't think, you know, political parties always try to attach you with somebody that's unpopular with some on the other side, and that's not, it's just more negative politics. Both parties have ideals that they represent, and the voters will decide who they, you know, who they identify with the most. It's not one candidate.
Dave Morgan is the Republican candidate for State House in the 62nd District. That includes the cities of Battle Creek, Albion, and Springfield, as well as Albion, Bedford, Clarence, Convis, Lee, Penfield, and Sheridan Townships. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.